This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This weekend brings a special occasion for hunters, anglers, and others who enjoy the outdoors. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors Program. Well, the special day honoring hunters, anglers, and other folks who enjoy the outdoors is nearly upon us, and numerous special events are scheduled to celebrate this special occasion during the fourth weekend in September. In fact, a couple of two-day events are scheduled during National Hunting and Fishing Days in Illinois. Even better, one local celebration planned for this special weekend is among the largest and oldest in the nation. Now, National Hunting and Fishing Days events are expected September 28th at Nilo Farms near Brighton, and for September 28th and 29th at John A. Logan College in Carterville and at Silver Spring State Fish and Wildlife Area in Yorkville. National Hunting and Fishing Days provides an opportunity to showcase and celebrate the hunting and fishing heritage. The support and dedication of hunters and anglers helps make fish and wildlife management programs possible. And those who enjoy the outdoors recognize and appreciate the tremendous contributions of sportsmen and women in the wildlife conservation. Now, Winchester's annual event at Nilo Farms is among the nation's oldest Hunting and Fishing Days celebration. Now in its 42nd year, this event will again feature many of the popular attractions from the previous year. Those attending will have an opportunity to test their shooting skills, see top-notch hunting dogs perform, and win one of, and they may even win one of various attendance prizes. Other attractions include archery displays, black powder demonstrations, air rifle shooting, a child gun safety program, and tours of the Nilo kennels. The day concludes with a special drawing for Winchester ammunition. Now, some 30 vendor displays includes various conservation groups, hunting clubs, outdoor artwork, waterfowl calls, and boating and hunting and fishing equipment dealers. Food and refreshments will also be available. And the event began as a vision more than 40 years ago, and it has developed into a full-blown national celebration. Now, as in the past, admission to the event is free. The activities begin at 9 and continue until 4 p.m. on Saturday. In addition to one of the nation's oldest celebrations, Illinois is also home to the country's largest and recently organized National Hunting and Fishing Days event. This celebration is now celebrating its 28th year and is scheduled for September 28th and 29th at John A. Logan in College in Campus in Carterville. The Southern Illinois National Hunting and Fishing Day celebration is recognized as one of the largest events of its kind in the nation, and activities in Carterville are scheduled for 9 to 5 on Saturday and for 9 to 4 on Sunday. Parking and admission are free here as well. According to event promoters, several special attractions headline this 28th anniversary event. There'll be three large archery ranges for folks to test their bow shooting skills. Among these is a special 3D range and another with moving targets. They say attendance prizes will be regularly awarded during the two-day celebration, and these will be given to folks who are in attendance when their names are drawn. They're also hoping to reach a special milestone this year. Weather cooperating, they say they may reach their 850,000th visitor. Now, the Southern Illinois celebration features over 200 vendors and also includes a kids' activity area featuring archery, shooting, sports, and fishing. Other activities include a wildlife and nature art show, seminars on fishing, game preparation and outdoor cooking, a buckskinner's village, and tomahawk throwing area. And activities at another event, the Northern Illinois Celebration, include a multitude of vendors as well, along with canoe rides, fishing, fly tying, and fly casting demonstrations, kids casting competition, a historical reenactment encampment. Other events include hunting dog demonstrations, an outdoor women's seminar, instruction on canoe paddling, dog training, archery, shotgun, and BB gun shooting, RV, ATV, and boat displays. So lots of things happening for National Hunting and Fishing Days this coming weekend. Okay, we're going to take a brief break, come back and look at fishing in each of Illinois' three large core lakes right after these messages. Illinois Deer Processing in Carlinville is downstate Illinois' deer processing specialist. Among the favorites are bacon burger and what isn't better with bacon. Breakfast sausage, a variety of snack sticks and sausage, including regular jalapeno and cheese and other flavors. And don't forget the jerky, pastrami, roast au jus, bologna, bratwurst, summer sausage, and much more. That's Illinois Deer Processing, 201 Mount Street in Carlinville. Open 7 days a week, all season long, featuring a rapid completion of your order.
Call 217-854-2455 or 556-3871.
Okay, we're back, and as we mentioned, Core Lake fishing has been great, particularly if you're after crappie. At Lake Shelbyville right now, the core is now slowing down the flow lake rate, and the lake is now very near summer pool. The crappie bite has really improved. The fish are holding in the same areas day after day, so it's much easier to find these fish. There's been a southwest wind for the most part every day, so spots that get good wind blowing on them have a bait pushed up on them, and deep trees along the channel banks are producing good catches of fish. Try using both the down trees and the standing timber just as long as they have branches in the 15 to 20 feet range. This seems to be the preferred rate for depth for the crappie since the thermocline is around that same depth. The water temperatures at Shelbyville are running about low 80s, and the water is quite clear, and it's still a good summer pattern. Try using a slip bobber and a minnow rig. But jigs are working pretty well as also. The larger white crappie still want a minnow, but the black crappie will jump on a jig. The jig color seems to be a white or white sparkle on a white jig, about an eighth ounce. Some folks have been white bass fishing, but they're only having limited success. There's just not many people cleaning whites, and it seems like the white bass are just difficult to find. It's the fish are there probably, but they're just not showing up. The bass, largemouth bass, a morning and evening affair. Anglers are finding fairly good success most days. And the catfish bite, superb. So lots of good fishing at Shelbyville. At Carlisle Lake right now, the lake is in good shape. It's down a little bit from normal pool and fairly clear. The catfish bite has been very good. Bank fishermen are using cheese baits, night crawlers, and cut shad. Boaters are doing very well drifting with bait shrimp. The crappie bite, very good here as well. They're being caught anywhere from 16 inches to 4 feet deep, depending on the day. Minnow seems to be the best, but some are also jigging with tube jigs. Try fishing around any submerged structure in the water. And the white bass, they're turned on now at Lake Shelbyville, or at Carlisle. They're getting much better every day. Whites are being taken from the humps and flats, as well as many of the clay banks and points, depending on the time of day. Many anglers are trolling over the humps with crankbaits. Shore fishermen and those using the banks are using inline spinners, such as Panther Martins or Vibrix, coupled with curly tails. In the tail waters right now, the catfish bite is very good. They're quite active since the water's gone down. There's been many, many nice-sized catfish caught in recent days. And the crappie bite rated good. Seen quite a bit of crappie come from the old riverbed. And the white bass bite rated good as well. Anglers are using inline spinners and tube jigs and curly tails tied about a foot and a half above the spinner. So some good fishing to be found there as well. And the crappie bite at Wren Lake also going strong. It's primarily on stake beds and brush piles out on the main lake. A lot of these beds are loaded with fish, and this means you're going to catch a lot of small ones before you catch the good ones, but you will catch some nice ones mixed in. Jigs and minnows seem to be working equally well. If you're looking for some bank fishing action, try catfishing from the shoreline at the Ina Boat Ramp. It's been a hot ticket here. The catfish bite is really good. Some anglers are drifting in the main lake as well and finding very good success. Try fishing the Jackie Branch or Sandusky Branch if there's a west wind, and let it push you east. If you're looking for better action on an east wind, try the Wren Lake Resort or Sailboat Harbor and let it push you west. Shrimp, night crawlers, leeches, cut shad, all working very well. The bass bite at Wren, they're right dead in their summer pattern. They're being caught in shallow bushes and laydowns, about 2 to 4 feet of water, by pitching soft plastics and spinner baits. Black and blue jigs are a good choice. Fish are transitioning to the rocks and are being caught on crankbaits. The corners of the Sailboat Harbor Bridge remains a good place to pitch jigs or cast crankbaits. And if you're bluegill fishing, there's plenty of these fish being caught as well. Bluegill are being caught in shallow water along the rocks. Regular old worms are working just about as good as anything. Fishing shallow along the rocks under the Gun Creek Bridge in the Sailboat Harbor has been producing good numbers of fish. So lots of good fishing to be found. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.